broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
It was heart-wrenching to see my son walk out my front door.
I hope he hears me. I hope someone knows I'm here. I suppose they do.
We want to slow up the process. And the reason we have left the state temporarily.
I really don't get that at all. I mean, to me, it doesn't seem like there's any victims.
A little bit loose.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast at 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And in this show, we invite you to join us as we walk into the future together, walking into the future to ensure the stability and the security of this great country. Join us. The state of Wisconsin is reviewing complaints that doctors are writing knowingly false excuse notes for protesters. An 11-year-old gets cuffed, arrested, and thrown in a cell, that is handcuffed, after drawing an inappropriate picture at school, and San Franciscans may vote to ban circumcision. Always good to have San Francisco right on top of what is going on in this country, always with their finger on the pulse of America. San Francisco, always relevant, always addressing super serious and very, very important issues. They'll be banning circumcision. Jay Sanis and Rob Barnes will be our guests this very evening. Rob Barnes talking to us from Madison, Wisconsin, and we're going to have him up next to talk about progress, possibly, in this ridiculous and this ongoing ridiculous holdout, not a lockout, a holdout by these Democratic lawmakers. The number is 877-876-7445, 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight tonight, KRPT 92.5 FM in San Antonio. And in Pensacola, Florida, WPNN 790 AM. And don't forget to visit the official Phil Hendry Show website at philhendryshow.com, where you can watch our live streaming video tonight, right now, as well as access the archives, as well as our podcasts each and every day on iTunes, as well as our news feed, as well as our blogs and our merchandise with our best of CDs and the shot glass just in time for Valentine's Day, just in time for St. Patrick's Day. Would have been good for Valentine's Day. 877-876-PHIL is the number here, and joining me from Madison, Wisconsin is Rob Barnes. And Rob, good of you to join us. We thank you. You were with us last week. What's changed?
Well, a couple of things have changed, Phil. Maybe in the perception of the Republican governor, Scott Walker, what's changed is he doesn't have, I don't think he's got the belief that he's going to be able to cow us or to push us into coming back in. I think he's going to have to come to the table, and I think he's going to have to bring with him his ballpoint pen. Because what we're asking for now is for Scott Walker to acknowledge that he's got to deal with us. There's no question he's got to deal with us right now in Indiana and Ohio, unless he wants this thing to spread. Unless he wants this thing to spread, because right now, this thing is going to be out of control. It's going...
Well, what do you mean by out of control? Are you guys in control?
Yes, of course we're in control. But the public workers unions in a variety of states, you know, Indiana and Ohio and places like that, they're a whole separate entity from us. I don't know. When I say out of control, I don't mean people are going to be out of control. I'm going to say that the Republicans are not going to have the control they think that they have over the state workers, and they're going to have to concede that they got to come to the table. And that's what we're telling Walker tonight. We're saying, you got to sit down with us now, and let's get this thing ironed, and tell us that you're going to sit down with us, and you're going to deal with us, because there's no, he's not going to win this. You know,
it seems to me, if you don't mind here, Rob, it seems to me that Walker has really all the cards. He's got the electorate.
No, he doesn't have all the cards. What do you mean he's got all the cards?
Well, he's got the electorate, the people that voted for him. He has the assembly. He has the Senate. What do you mean? What makes you think you can get him to the table?
I'm not saying that what makes me think we can get him to the table. I'm telling you that right now he's got to sit down with us and let's talk. Because it doesn't do me any good. It doesn't do the state of Wisconsin any good. I'm a teacher. I'm not necessarily a doctor. We've got doctors that are in our corner. We've got all of the non-union people. A lot of the non-union people are in our corner. So here in Madison, what we're looking at is strength in numbers, and we've got people from all over the country that are sending us emails and telling us that we're doing a great job. And what has Walker got? Walker's got state employees that are not reporting for work. He's got the entire Democratic side of the state Senate is not coming in.
So, well, what Walker has is, yeah, the entire Democratic side of the state Senate's not coming in. So he has a, in my opinion, he has a very public victory there.
In what sense?
In the sense that the Democrats look bad. And they look bad because they're not coming to work. Sooner or later, the American people are going to turn on the protesters because what they're seeing are a bunch of people crying and screaming about stuff.
No, we're not crying and screaming.
No, a bunch of people that are crying and screaming about stuff and don't want to come in. The rest of us are working. We look at the numbers. We know the country is in distress in terms of the economics. I just saw a very intelligent guy on TV tonight. I really like this guy.
Let me address what you were talking about, though, okay?
And I just want to mention Cory Booker, who's the mayor of Newark, New Jersey. This is a Democrat that Republicans can work with because this guy said, while there should be some rapprochement, some negotiation, fact is, unions are, they're murdering his state, and he came right out and said it.
Well, I don't know who this guy is for him to say that.
He's the Democratic mayor of Newark, New Jersey, which is a very big city, populous city.
Well, I'm saying that we want to, Walker's got to give us, he's got to let us come in and sit down and have the media cover that so that we don't look, you know, right now what you're talking about, us looking bad, is probably something the Republicans would like. And maybe it's something that you would like. Maybe it's something that Cory Booker would like, even though he's a Democrat. It's not anything that we want. It's not anything we like. So I'm saying we need to be able to have Walker bring us in, sit us at a negotiating table, and give us, at least in the eyes of the media, give us a way to look good and constructive so we don't look like people that were trying to tear the system down, and so that we can come back in and we can be, on some level, heroes to the other workers out there and other Democrats out there. That's what we're asking for.
And you want Walker to say he'll sit down and negotiate with you because you need a face saver?
I didn't use the word face saver. I said,
well, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like,
well, whatever it sounds like, Mr. Henry. You know, Cory Booker, he doesn't sound like a Democrat to me. You tell me he's a Democrat, okay? But I'm telling you, Walker has. We are out. We have Democrats that are out. It doesn't look like Walker's going to back down. So, and even though his legislation is going to require state employees to contribute 5.8% of our pay to our pensions, we pay for far less. And he's going to require us to pay at least 12.6% for, I think that's for medical, okay?
And right. All of that stuff. Are you want to negotiate?
I'm saying what we need is for him to get us, in the eyes of the media, that we have won, is all I'm asking. Even though I know, yes, we haven't won, but he needs to get us in a way where we don't look like we have been lazy and we have been gluttonous and we are standing around with signs and we're cheap. And that's the way they've been portraying us.
Well, that's the way it looks, man. I don't know whether they portrayed you that way. By the way, Governor Walker wants to curtail union collective bargaining rights, limiting talks to the subject of basic wages and not, you know, the other topics that are of interest to you guys.
Yeah, I know. All of these things are wrong, and all of these things we went out on strike against, and all of these things the Democrats have left, but we're not getting any real movement. And what you said, I will acknowledge, is probably true.
You've gone from the very beginning of this conversation, you've gone from saying Walker can't win to we got to come in because we don't want to look bad. We need a face saver.
I never used the word face saver, Mr. Henry. You keep...
Well, that's what it is, though. You're saying that you've gone from the very beginning, you said Walker can't win, to now the Democrats...
We want to go back to our jobs. We realize that Walker is a ideologue who is bent on destroying our union, and I shouldn't say that, because I really do want him to reach out to us And so I'll apologize for that. I don't think the governor wants to destroy our union. I think he's a good governor. I just think that I wish it hadn't gotten so mixed up. And
so now what are you telling me that you want? You want the governor to say, let's sit down, he will negotiate?
Yes. And
you know that most of the Republicans don't want that.
I'm not saying at this particular point he has to do that. I'm saying what he has to do is he's got to give us a face saver. Look, I'm going to come in and we'll do what we got to do, our union and the Democrats, but I got to get some indication from this guy, Walker, that we, when we come in, he's not going to immediately go to the nearest microphone and start talking about what unbelievably bad people we are and how we are lazy and cheap and all these things I know he's going to say. All we're asking for is that he says, you know, they went out on strike and that's their right and they're good people and now, you know, they forced me into sitting down at the union table.
You're asking for the governor to say that you forced his hand.
That is correct.
Even though you haven't.
And I'm asking you, and we'd like to ask the media to quit leaning on us like that, you know, even though we haven't.
Well, even though you haven't, what you're asking for is that it looks like you've been able to force him to the table.
We're asking for something that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have taken pruning shears and cut my own tongue out of my own mouth for saying, but now I'm going to say it, yeah. We're asking for the governor of Wisconsin to give us the ability to go back to work and not look like a bunch of crying, whining, cheap bums.
So, all right. Well, it sounds to me, and we will talk more, Rob. Our number 877-876-7445 here with Rob Barnes, who's a middle school teacher, not a middle school teacher. What grades do you teach?
I teach middle school and I teach high school.
All right. So what you have essentially said, and I don't want to keep leaning on this, is that you have gone from saying that Walker's got all the cards. And
whether he's got all the cards or not, I'd ask you to quit saying that he's got all the cards and instead get on board with us and say Walker has been forced to the negotiating table by the Democrats and they're coming in and they're going to sit down with Walker and negotiate and go back to work. Otherwise, when we go in, people are going to say, there go those Democrats, a bunch of losers. And I don't think it's fair. God knows we took our hits during the Bush years. We got a Democrat for a president.
So, folks, what I'm hearing here, if I could just say this, Rob Barnes is a Democrat in Wisconsin saying that Walker needs to give the Democrats a face saver.
No, I did not say face saver.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say it. That Walker needs to give the Democrats a face saver, then they'll come in and sit down and make it look like you're negotiating?
I would wish that you wouldn't use terms like that. We'll sit down and negotiate when... If he says no, then we'll get up and leave. But don't make it sound like we're caving. And I'll tell you something. There's a limit to my patience, too. I'm willing, in a finite window, I'm willing to go in there and be humiliated by Walker. I just don't want to be humiliated in the eyes of the press and the people. That's all. Walker can laugh in my face. Walker can... I don't care. But to the press and the people, we've got to look like we won the fight. Or at least if it was a draw.
You sound upset.
I am upset.
877-876-7445. Should Governor Walker give the Democrats in Wisconsin some kind of a face-saving solution? Go ahead and say to the press that he's going to negotiate with them. He doesn't have to. He doesn't have to give them anything. But at least they can come out of hiding and go back to work. What do you think? 877-876-7445. I don't think that the governor is going to do that so long as he has people like Mr. Barnes who is saying, you know, don't make me look like a slob to the press and the people. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. the Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back to our show here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we continue to march into the future. But we've got on the line with us, we have on the line with us right now Rob Sloan, who is with the Wisconsin Teachers Union, and we're talking about the situation in Wisconsin. Now, you, Rob, have said to me that you are willing to go in, you and the teachers and the union there are willing to go in. By what union? Are you talking about the public employees, right?
Well, I'm talking not only about the public employees, Phil. I'm talking about the state senators. I'm saying that Scott Walker has had his fun. Scott Walker has gotten his, to use a stupid word, but he's gotten his jollies watching us getting humiliated.
And Scott Walker's having his jollies. You guys went out. The Democratic senators went out. They left the state.
I understand that, but once that happened, Scott Walker saw an opportunity not for healing. He saw an opportunity to jump basically on the back of a fallen man, if you want to talk about the unions being a fallen man. And we're saying now to the governor, if you've had your fun and you like stepping all over teachers such as myself, I have to explain this to my children. I got to explain this to my wife, my students, why it is we went out. And the Republican governor told us basically to drop dead, and now we have to go back to school, and we look like losers.
To put it succinctly, you got a big. I'm not saying you have a big mouth, but you guys collectively had a big mouth.
Well, you know who else had a big mouth? Martin Luther King had a big mouth. You know, John Kennedy had a big mouth. There's a lot of people that have big mouths.
Well, a lot of guys with big mouths are able to make those big words happen. If you got a big mouth and you can't, and now you're asking Scott Walker for a face saver.
You keep using the word face saver, Mr. Henry.
That's what you said to me. At the end of the day, you guys don't want to look like you were a bunch of whining, cheap slobs, is the way you put it. Linda in Vancouver, Washington, you're on the Phil Henry Show with Rob Barnes. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Rob.
Hi.
And I'm sorry.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have been listening, and I'm sorry, Rob, you did use the exact word, face saver, and whether you use it or not, that is exactly what you are asking for. Mr. Walker, Governor of
what
Wisconsin,
did I use the word face?
Trying to balance the budget. He didn't come
I don't know how I used it. I don't know how I used the word face saver, ma'am. Mr. Henry used it.
You stuck it in there, too. I'm sorry. I've been listening. And you used the word...
I stuck it in there, too.
Right. Regardless, that is what you're asking. And you're asking the governor and the media to lie for you. I'm sorry, but the unions have nobody's concerns but their own. They don't care about you. They don't care about the students. It's become nothing but big business anymore.
We're asking for a continuation of what we had since 1959. And also, you know, you said something there that I forget what it was, but the union, I'm not looking for a handout. What I'm asking for now is that Walker makes it look like he gets, you know, he gave in a little bit. You know,
why don't you want to just use the word?
He's just doing his job. He is trying to balance his budget.
I understand.
Democrats have run out on their obligation to serve the people of Wisconsin, and I hope he issues a bench warrant for each and every one of them for when they step back into the state, because they were getting paid to do a job that they're no longer doing, and I'm sorry.
Don't say that. Please don't say we don't want that to happen. When you articulate that over a broadcast like Mr. Henry's, please don't say that, because now you're going to give Walker even more reason to be a big shot.
Hey.
You're not going to get.
This happened.
You're not going to get Walker.
I was to argue with you, but this already happened in Texas. I lived there when this happened, and they deserved to be arrested when they came back, because they just—it's part of democracy to sit there and argue your point. It's not part of a democracy to run out on your constituents, and that's exactly what
we gotta have. He can't arrest us. I already am going to look. Linda, like an ass in front of my kids.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. Linda, thank you very much. 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. More calls for Rob Barnes, who says they need a face saver.
Phil. That's 877-876-7445.
I don't know what you mean by sadism.
I think that Governor Walker's been very sadistic in this process.
All right, we're back here with Rob Barnes on the Phil Hendry Show from Madison, Wisconsin. We're talking about the ongoing conflict in Madison. Rob is a teacher. He's a member of the teachers union. We have not only the teachers, we have notably the lawmakers who are hiding. And you have pretty much laid your cards on the table. You guys need a way to come back so that you don't look like a bunch of losers. You need a way. You need a way offered to you by the governor, Governor Walker.
Well, that's true, because otherwise Governor Walker is exercising some, I don't know what you would want to call it, Bill, some sadistic need to humiliate us. We're out. We don't have a lot of leverage. I talked like a big shot last week, and I still think that we are big shots in our morals. But for this sadism to continue and to continue and to continue, and the Republicans were the ones that talked about, you know, the Nazis. Let me tell you something. Scott Walker and the Republicans right now are acting like a bunch of SS, Nazi camp, concentration SS camp guards in the sadism of the humiliation. And
are you really using that comparison?
Well, I think it was the Republicans that said that Hitler got rid of trade unionism.
No, that wasn't. That was one of your colleagues. That was a Democrat.
No, I'm pretty sure, Phil.
No, it was a Democrat. Why would a Republican say that what their own governor is doing is Hitler? No, that was a Democrat. You guys are reaching for the Hitler stuff. That's fine.
I'm just saying the sadism, they know that they've got us down and they got us beat. What I'm asking from the governor is nothing more than the ability to walk up to my own son, my own daughter, and say, your dad fought the good fight. Look, see, there's the newspaper. Democrats or, you know, anything in the press.
You want the governor of Wisconsin to manipulate the press. You want him to have a headline about something that doesn't exist. You guys want, you want a lot, man. You know.
What do you mean I want a lot? What do you?
You want, first of all, you wanted the governor to cave on this fight over your collective bargaining. Now that he won't cave, now you want him to help you negotiate a face saver to get out of it. Here is Michael in Houston on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, Phil. How you doing?
How you doing?
I got a quick comment. I have a lot of direct involvement working with the union, and you know, I go to New Jersey. I travel from Houston to New Jersey, and the unions there require, you know, we can't even plug in our own extension cords. The union, we have to let a union guy do it. They send this guy over that's supposedly an electrician, and he's not really an electrician. He's just a laborer, and they're charging the chemical plant and the refineries for an electrician that's not even an electrician. And, you know,
We're not going to get rid of unions.
You come down to the same face, you know, Governor Walker has no reason at all to do any of what you're asking about saving face and coming in. You know, nobody from the Republican side walked out on Obama when he pushed this health care law. Nobody walked out on Obama.
Did the Republicans leave?
Did the Republicans leave Washington and say, oh, I'm not going to vote on this? No, they didn't. They stayed there. They took their butt with them. And they had a bad attitude about it. The only way that Scott Walker should do anything is if the Democrats came back into the state and said, okay, look, here it is. Let's just get it over with and get it done. Because, look, you lost. And I can guarantee you that the unions
have
a lot to do.
You know, sir, I don't think you understand what unions do. I mean, you got your anecdotal stories about this guy or that guy, but what I want to say is, and yeah, okay, the guy that plugged the thing in wrong. What are you telling me? A guy plugged the plug in wrong, so you don't think he's
union? No. What I'm saying is every time that we go to a union state where they have union workers, the unions are charging for people who are not skilled in the job set that they're in. They send us these guys that they call electricians, and they're not. They're just laborers. But because they're part of the union, my guys cannot touch electricity or water, something that we do in Texas. Just plugging in an extension cord, we can't do it because the unions have said,
"Do
not
do it." You'll electrocute a man. You can't touch water when you're an electrician. You'll electrocute a man. You'll murder.
No. You're not getting my point.
I don't want to talk about unions. Hold on. I don't want to talk. No. Hold on. I don't want to talk about
the unions.
Whether
the reason that we had to sell the car company.
Michael, it's Phil. Hold on. I understand, but I don't want to talk about whether unions should exist or not. You know, I mean, for the purposes of our conversation, let's just admit that they do exist, and they've existed for a long time, and they'll continue to exist in some form or another. But for you to compare, Rob, the Republicans to SS concentration camp guards, that's what you said. And
because that's what I was going to say to this gentleman, Michael. Michael is saying that the governor has no... So in other words, the governor wants to be seen by his own children 20 years from now as a sadist who liked to talk about electricity.
Let me tell you what, he came in, he had a
put electricity
crisis.
On me, all right.
He had a budget crisis, and I guarantee you the teachers aren't going to be the only ones that have to bite the bullet on this. There's going to be other people in other states going through the same thing that Wisconsin is going through, and he doesn't offer you a safe space.
All I'm asking for him to do is to tell the press that he caved a little bit to us. And
well, the press is going to ask the specifics.
He can come up with some dance. You know, you guys want to do everything so that Walker basically leaves us bleeding from the you-know-what. And I don't think I have to explain what part of the body I'm talking about.
I make good money, but I've got guys that work for me that don't, and they have to pay into their medical, and they have to pay in, you know, to everything that you're saying.
Are you
going to
go on about how some guy plugged it in the wrong way? I bet he plugged it in the wrong way.
I didn't say anything about
plugging
it in the wrong way.
No, he didn't know what's wrong with it. But
you didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about some guy plugging it in. Ain't that right? You're talking about a guy that plugged it in.
No, what I'm talking about is that because we go to a union state, I cannot plug in a regular extension cord because the union has set rules with
right.
the chemical plant.
Well, okay, but that's exactly what I don't want to talk about. I don't want to get into these union rules, this union rule. I understand what you're saying, Michael, and we can talk about these things till the cows come home, but the fact is we're on to something else.
That's it right there. I would like to change the subject now to what he said. About how?
No, I'm not going to change the subject. We're going to keep the subject. You want to change the subject because the other one you're not winning at.
I don't think it's unusual for me to want to change the subject to something that we've got some leverage on instead of having to sit here and wait like a man who's waiting for the executioner to come by his jail cell door and tell him, you know, it's time and here's the padre, because that's how it feels. And I'm just asking, Walker, is there so much sadism in your soul, Walker, that you can't reach out to the Democrats who you've got underfoot? You've got your foot on our necks. You've got your foot right on our throats. And I'm asking you to let us come in and leak it to the press that we put pressure.
See, you want him to be humiliated.
No, I'm not. He's not going to be humiliated. He's going to get what he wants.
No, you want him, when it comes to the public, to be humiliated, not you. 877-876-7445, world-famous Phil Henry Show. Here is Garrett in Chico, California. Go ahead, Garrett. Garrett in Chico, California. Go ahead. Oh, you know what? I didn't. We got to go remote to Garrett? No, he's... Well, there he is. Garrett, I'm sorry, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Phil. Hey, Rob. Hey, I want to ask what you teach, Rob.
What do I teach? I teach everything. I'm a middle school teacher. I teach everything from history to science to social science. I teach health. I teach math. I teach basic. I teach the basic algebra that the kids need when they get into high school. I teach geography. I teach a little bit of physics. I teach you name it.
Okay, so how many students are you currently instructing?
A day?
Yeah.
50 to 60?
Okay, I'd actually like you to rephrase that because currently you're not teaching any. Currently,
well, okay, I'm not here to take a test from you. What's the point? What are you talking about, okay? Let's quit with the fooling around.
My point is...
Well, don't be rude to the guy. The guy's asking you a very good question.
Yeah, I know, but he's giving me a test. I don't like that.
Well, you're the guy that's asking for all these concessions. Go ahead, Garrett.
But you don't like people telling you the truth is what you don't like. You are asking the governor to lie for you so that you can go and lie to your kids. Not only the kids that you teach, which you're supposed to be teaching them morals and values that are honest truths, and now you want to lie to your children.
No, I want to simply be able to say to my kids that I backed the governor down.
That's a lie.
Yeah, but that's a lie. That is a lie.
It's not.
If you teach history, then you must be teaching lies. If everything was recorded the way you want it to be recorded, you'd be teaching lies.
See how dramatic Republicans are. You're very dramatic, sir. You think all Democrats are evil. And talking about...
No, I don't think all Democrats are evil. I think the people that want the truth to be bent so that they look better should not be teaching the children of the United States.
Isn't it worth it to get this thing solved and to get everybody back and working on the same page? If Walker could at least give me a little something, give me...
I think that you should have walked out on your students to begin with.
Right.
I think that you're failing the students
that
you're teaching.
Mr. Hendry, when you go right, that doesn't mean anything.
Yes, it does, and I agree with him.
Well, what are you agreeing with?
I'm agreeing with this gentleman. You should have walked out in the first place. This is a serious situation. There are times, you know, like the Bible says, to everything there is a season, a time to laugh, a time to cry. This is not the time to be talking about your pension this or your collective bargaining that. This is a time to take a look at the financial problem.
Wait, what do you mean the Bible?
Can I say one last thing?
I don't want you interjecting Christianity into a separation of church and state now. And
come on. Go ahead. You want to say something? Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I have one last thing to say. I have a personal problem with this because the high school that I went to, because the teachers and the district could not come up with a budget, all the teachers were issued pink slips. And because of that, I had 9 different teachers for the first 6 weeks of school in which I didn't get my math, my Algebra 2 to a degree where I could continue on with my education. Now I'm 2 years behind in college. I'm 2 years behind because the teachers want a little something extra. I'm all for everybody having the power for negotiation, but when you have something so important for the students' education under your thumb as the negotiating power, that's just wrong.
I don't understand that you're blaming the fact you flunked out on teachers. They're entitled to have the money, and we're not even getting any money. What I'm asking for now, and next week I'll be asking the governor if he'd at least put, excuse me for putting it this way, but if he'd at least put some Vaseline on it.
Well, that was really intelligent.
Well, why don't you go back to your students and say, hey, we lost this one, but, you know, we thought we were doing the right thing for what we had to do.
Why don't you go back to your students and say... Why don't you go back to your students and say, at least the governor put some Vaseline on it?
You want me to say that to my students? This is the kind of mentality that
I... Well, you said it on a broadcast radio station, okay?
I'm actually working now, so I got
to
go.
Where are you going? No, I want to talk to this guy because I've got...
He hung up.
How do you like that? I've been on a lot of talk shows. I've never had a guy so bored with me that, well, I got to get going now. Man...
Well, you want to know something? Life can be a tough thing when you're not making any sense. And for Rob Barnes tonight, the walls are closing in. He's a union member. The Democratic members of the Senate are out. The people that are protesting Scott Walker in Wisconsin, while they are looking very heroic, fact is they have zero leverage. We'll be back here with our special guest, Rob Barnes, who is looking for some face-saving from the governor. He says that they're beat, but they can't come back in while the sadistic Scott Walker is working. 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and more of your phone calls. Next hour, Jay Santos.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call.
877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Back here on the Phil Henry Show, Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us next hour to talk about kids and zero tolerance in school when it comes to violence, when it comes to nonviolence, when it comes to just drawing a stick figure and having someone think you're doing a violent picture. That's crazy. With me as a teacher, it is Rob Barnes from Madison, Wisconsin. And Rob, you're talking about the protests in Madison not favoring, and in Wisconsin not favoring the teachers. What at this point do you want from Walker?
At this point, I mean, we're 1 hour into talking with you, Phil, about what has happened here in the state of Wisconsin. And at this particular time, I would very much like Governor Walker to call my wife and my children and tell them that at least I did a good job, that at least I was, on top of it. At least I was, in other words, I got to get something out of this because by this time next week, it's only going to be worse. We're going to lose the press. We're going to lose the public. People are going to look at me and people like me as we're like homeless or we're slackers. We're bloodsuckers. This didn't turn out the way I wanted to. So if Governor Walker could make that call to my family. And
why would he call your family and not other families?
At this point, Phil, I put my guts on the line. The other teachers and the other union members, whatever they can go their own way, go to whatever way they want to go. I got to get. I can see what's happening here, and I need to get. I need to start getting my ducks in a row.
It's almost like that. It almost reminds me of that scene in The Fugitive, where the inmates go their separate ways, and don't even help each other.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, never mind.
I saw The Fugitive. I don't know what you're talking about. But I... Oh, you mean the scene where they left him, Dr. Kimball laying there?
Yeah.
Well, that's what I got to do. I got to leave him laying there in the dirt if I have to.
877-876-7445. Here is Michael in Brandon, Missouri, or Brandon, Mississippi. Michael, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
I think what these people are doing are very selfish. You got students who's getting behind, and the only way at this point, if they're not going to go back to work, the governor needs to give them a deadline. If they don't come back by that deadline, he needs to cut them all loose, bring in retired teachers, student teachers, whatever it takes to start teaching those kids.
Well, I think that what you're worried about with the kids, the fortunate thing is that we're talking about a socioeconomic base in Wisconsin that's you're calling from Mississippi, sir. I said it's probably lower than Mississippi, which is not a bad state. But that the per capita income, Wisconsin's worse, I think.
And Wisconsin, what are you saying?
I'm saying the students that we're dealing with are. It's not really a big loss if they're missing a few weeks of school because they're not going to get it. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, no, I don't. The students are still getting behind.
Well, they would be getting behind if they were students that had the ability to understand what I'm talking about. But the students I've got are they're almost borderline criminal.
Well, where do you teach?
I teach at a middle school.
Yeah, no, but is it a school for? I don't know. Is it a school for recalcitrant children? Is it a continuation?
No.
Well, then what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that I teach in the state of Wisconsin. We got a lot of low, man, it's low, way, way down there. These people live out in the woods. They live in a condition that Appalachia. And so I go in and I try to knock some sense in them, but I go in there and I try to teach them 2 + 2 = what? Let's get that out of the way. 4. It's a long process. Long process, Mike.
Well, now, it's obvious. A good teacher would put his students first. And if I y'all do. Are not willing to put, if you're not willing to put your students first, it's time for you to go somewhere else.
I do put my students first, but I also cut my losses. I also know when
Mississippi is an at-will state. If I decided to say, I'm not coming into work until you pay me more money, they would call me up and say, come get your stuff, come get your last check.
Well, but okay, so how do you like your educational system there? See, we're working miracles. We're working miracles with these kids that are coming directly from their first job, which is to help dad with the meth lab. And
oh, come on, man. Not all of the students that you're teaching are like that.
I'm telling you that every morning I walk into that classroom, I ask the kids to wash their hands because I don't know what kind of chemicals they got in their hands. They could blow me sky high. And the entire...
Sir,
all right.
Obvious.
We got to take a break. Thank you, Michael. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll have him back on. Don't worry about it. Jay Santos next.
Yeah, but who am I?